Hello, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Footprints. Today, delivered from Houston, we are getting ready here for a CFP with Kalpana and Gary. The first one with Kalpana and Gary together. Kalpana, as you guys might know, is starting to become a CFP facilitator. So she's doing a few combos with Gary, Dane, and Grace, and Simone. And then off she goes. So next year we will have our Kalpana appearances on the CFPs. Very, very excited for that. And we're just getting ready here. So preparing, name tags and doing all that stuff and setting up. So just so you know what's going on. Awesome. So, and yay, yay, yay. So today it is about the acknowledgement, basically the power of acknowledgement, and what does that mean? So basically what I have noticed many, many, many times when I am talking to people about their animals and about what's going on, a lot of times just acknowledging what is changes the energy and can change everything. So, for example, if you have an animal in your life and you come to some conclusion about, oh, this animal needs a companion animal. So let's say you have a dog and now you decided, okay, my dog is lonely, so I'm going to get him another dog. Well, you don't ask your dog. You've assumed that your dog is lonely, right? So you don't go and say, hey, dog, do you actually require a companion? No, you don't ask that. You just feel bad because you go to work and your dog sits alone at home and he always gives you these eyes when you leave, He's like, so, you start feeling bad and then you're like, oh, I need to get a companion for my dog. And so then you rush out there and you get a companion, and you probably are looking whatever your criteria is for finding the best companion for your dog. But again, did you ask your dog? No. So then you bring a new dog in and you now think, oh my God, life is going to be wonderful. And guess what happens a lot of times? Those two animals don't get along. So everything that is times a gazillion, where you just join on creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poobats, and beyonds. And so it's not that they don't have to get along, but if you actually just do this without really asking a question and without really checking in with your animal, what you have just done is you basically overrode whatever your animal maybe was considering or looking at or what was even going on. You just went from one assumption to another, and then here is that second animal, and now these two are fighting. I get so many calls about that, and so then I always say, hey, can we just acknowledge for a moment that you went and got this other animal without asking your animal first? And people go, oh, yeah, all right. And then really just say, hey, to your animal energetically, and you can say it out loud, but to your animal energetically say, I'm sorry. I didn't even ask you about this. I'm sorry. And really be sorry in that moment, not just do a lip service, but actually really be in that energy of like, oh, I actually didn't even consider asking you. I just assumed that this is what was going on. And so the moment you are being that energy where you are actually really acknowledging the situation for what it is at the moment, things start to shift. And it's really interesting how quickly things can then really go in a totally different direction. Because then we can look at, okay, so now what's required? And now you can even ask your first animal, hey, did you desire to have another animal as a companion? A lot of times there's a big no in that one. And then it's like, okay, cool. So, but are you okay with having one now? Can you actually live with this other animal? And sometimes that's a no, but a lot of times that's a yes. And then the question is, okay, so how do we make this work for the both of you now? What is required? And a lot of times it's literally just about creating some space for each other. Hello there. So basically, being willing to create some space where both animals have sort of their place that is theirs. And you, as the leader of the pack, are willing then to basically enforce certain rules. Hey, For my household, rule number one amongst our dogs is friendly. Everybody has to be friendly. I'm not asking you to be friends, but friendly. You can be friendly, you can be courteous. You can be that energy without really asking too much. Friendly is a request that I have. So when one of my animals is not friendly, I am immediately there and I'm like, hey, this doesn't work. So you as the leader are willing to step in. So let's say you then are saying, okay, this is my one dog's bed and this is my other dog's bed, and everybody stays on their bed only. So no switching around, no bullying each other off the beds or any of these things. It's like, nope, this is yours, this is theirs. And then willing to enforce it. So actually making sure you have each animal's back. Are you willing to have their back? I once had a lady who got a dog from the shelter after she had two cats, and that dog moved in, and after a little while decided, oh, I'm going to be the dog here and I'm going to push the cats out of her life. So the dog started like jumping on the bed. At first it was fine, and then it started growling at the cats. Nope, this is my bed now, and nope, you guys cannot stay here anymore. And so I asked the lady some questions and I said, hey, is this working for you? And she said, no, the cats were here first. And I said, well, what are you willing to do about this? She said, I'm willing to bring the dog back to the shelter. And I was like, ooh, okay, are you really willing? And she was like, yes, absolutely. And I thought, well, this is good. So I said, tell the dog, hey, dude, if you are not arranging yourself with the cats here in this household, you're going back to the shelter. And when you are with your energy congruent, that animal gets it. And guess what? That dog arranged himself with the cats and he was fine. And everybody was fine because he was like, nope, my choice is not going back to the shelter. I'm staying here. So please know, but you have to acknowledge that energy first. You have to acknowledge what is going on here? What is it that is happening here energetically? And please be totally, brutally honest with the situation and with you. And then with the acknowledgement, things change. Because one of the things that also science has discovered is you cannot look at a molecule without having an impact on it. So the moment you put your energy on anything, you change it. So that's the power of acknowledgement. You are acknowledging, I see you. That's all you're acknowledging is, I see you. And that changes it already, okay? So this is really important to get, because a lot of people think now we have to do this big deal about stuff, but a lot of times really the knot gets opened up by just the acknowledgement of the energy. So please recognize that and please use that as a tool, because it is so potent. And please don't forget that potency, just because it can really change so many things in a split second. Once you actually just are present with it and you really acknowledge and be with it, really, that's it. You're present. Boom. Stuff starts to move. So everything that is times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, poovats, and beyond. And please remember, this doesn't just apply to animals. What situation in your life are you holding on to, or are you thinking you're stuck in, or you're having a problem that seems to be not moving or changing? What if you were just present with it right now? Just whatever it might be. So if you have a situation right now, just be present with it. Just be totally there. And now just acknowledge what is. Oh, and you don't even have to have the words for it, just the energy. Okay. Acknowledge it. And acknowledge that there is a possibility. So you don't have to figure it out in your head either. What if you just were present with it right now and just acknowledged what is the energy that's going on right now? And especially if it's like, maybe you have some issues with your partner or whatever might be going on. What if you just acknowledge it? Okay, there's an energy. We do this. We get into this thing. Okay, cool. Be present with it for a moment. And just really acknowledge it. Okay, hey, I'm sorry. And see what happens. So everything that is, times a gazillion, will you just join on creative, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock online, shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. I love how Idalina has like a little like halo on her head, you know, it's like, okay. Is that a new Zoom thing? I love it. Oh my God, Zoom is so funny. Uh-oh, now she disappeared. Okay, cool.
No, I put it, but I don't know how to take it off.
Well, there you go. You know, now you just have that, you know, connection. There you go. I love it.
Thank you.
Cool. Cool. Yay, cool. So do you guys have any questions? Is anything up in your world? Is there anything I can be a contribution to?
Yes. I have one question. I'll do my best to speak in English because I'm from Portugal.
Okay.
So my mother have a cat who all the weeks, his other cats abuse he.
Okay.
And now I got the information or the energy that in this house all the time my mother was abused. And I don't know what the cat is doing or what he is showing her.
Yes. And me.
What can I be for this beautiful and amazing creature?
Yeah. Well, cool. I mean, you just had an awareness, so acknowledge that energy first, too. You know, oh, wow, there's an energy here that my mother was abused here, too. And okay, cool. So what is the cat showing you? Is the cat showing you anything with that? And just acknowledge that. And if you get some more information, that might be enough to really change the situation. And there's also, you know, acknowledging that male cats a lot of times can get into fights. That is basically also a reality that they live in. It doesn't have to be, but a lot of male cats have more of that energy of having to fight. So maybe let's also, you can clear some of that, you know, so everything that makes him fight, everything that has him fighting, let's just join on create all that times a gazillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. Your dog agrees. Yes, let's change
it.
And everywhere he's decided that he has to be the one ruling or whatever that is, and whatever is attracting these other cats to him, let's just join on create all that times a gazillion. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pork, all nine shorts, boys, poor vats, and beyonds. But cool, I will play with that energy a little bit and see what's going on, you know, around that. So those two things on the one hand.
Thank you.
Yeah, just play with that a little bit and see where you go. Thank you. Cool.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome. Yeah, Stephanie.
Hi, Susie. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
At the moment, I'm very confused because this last, let's say, month, I would have liked to have a small dog, very small, be able to take him everywhere, also to the cinema, everywhere, because I'm living alone. So I want to take care of the dog, and sometimes maybe he has to stay alone at home, but normally I like to, you know, go on the bike with the dog, etc., etc. Last week I saw shadows of cats everywhere in the house, so I thought, I had six cats. They passed away during the last year, so now I have a grandchild, not a cat, and I have to travel. So I thought, okay, I have no cats now. I'm not going to take cats. Then I thought in the evening, my black cat, who comes at night very shy, I just give him something to eat, like other cats. But he came in crying. He never does that. Rah, 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 rah. So I thought, oh, he needs assistance. What can I do? I kept him at home, gave a lot to eat. I thought, well, he's a little tinged. He's so very thin. And the next day I cuddled him a little bit and I saw, hey, this is not Blackie. I don't know this cat. So this cat wants to eat, stay at home. And I planned not to have cats. So, yeah. And so at one hand, oh, this nice catty, totally black. And we did the Zoom on the black cats. So here's the black cat immediately after.
It's my fault.
Yes. And now I try to find somebody, a good person for him. And
well, let me ask you something, Stephanie, because one of the things you said that the reason that you would like to have a dog is so you can travel, right, with the dog and take the dog everywhere. I just want to encourage you to have a look at what actually would work, because I know a lot of people that have trained their cats to walk on leashes, to travel with them, to go places with them. So just because it's a cat doesn't mean it cannot behave like a dog, you know, and maybe this particular cat would like to do that. I don't know. I just don't want you to assume that because it's a cat, it can't have that life, because I've met many, many cats that really go on walks with people, on a leash, like do all sorts of things. So it doesn't necessarily just have to be a dog. I'm just saying, okay? So everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pool vats, and beyond. And it may still be that the dog actually is more of the choice that you would like to have. And I'm not trying to make anything right or wrong here. I just wanted you to consider the possibility that even a cat could be a companion that you travel with.
Yeah, so all the cats I had were very sick. I tried with kittens and all that. But as I said to my daughter, well, if I keep a cat, then it must be able to travel, to stay in the little apartment where I go. And this cat is telling me, hey, I don't want to go out, so he will stay in the flat. And I have the feeling that he says, I'm very good at traveling in the car. So he's telling me that. But, yeah, now you are teaching to talk with the animals. So I like that. But in front of this cat, I feel totally confused and
no, you're not confused. You're just confused because you made the conclusion that it had to be a dog. But you're not confused. The cat is already telling you what it wants. The cat is already telling you, I'll travel with you. I'll drive in the car with you. I'll stay in the flat.
So that is not my fantasy. Because
is it your fantasy?
I don't think so, because
no.
Yeah.
So will you trust you, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Thank you.
Everything I like to trust me. I like to trust the cat.
Please.
But still, I don't know if I wish to keep him. So I find a good person, or maybe he's keeping me. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he is. Everything that is times a gazillion. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, pole vats, and beyonds. When I first got my dog Charlie, I thought that I would find him a new home. And so I was so like determined, you know, finding him a new home. So I found him four different people. And every time I adopted him out, he came back within 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so then finally I got it. Yeah, finally I got it. I was like, oh, you're my dog. And he was like, duh. So anyway, yeah. So, you know, sometimes we're not really that bright, and the animals will let us know. So if you're going to try and find a person and it's not working, you know, or maybe you find one and it's working only for a week, I just want to encourage you to only do it once, not four times like me. You know, I tried so hard, it just didn't work. So
I'm
be
asking
smarter
myself,
than me.
excuse me?
Be smarter than me.
No, I just ask myself, at what point am I with this cat?
Well, at what point are you with this cat?
He is behaving like, I would like to have a companion who travels with me. Is it necessary that it is a dog, or can it be a cat as well?
Well, what do you know?
It can also be a cat, and then there is a doggy speaking to me. I want to be together with the cat.
Yeah, and maybe there is a dog in the cat, and that's why it would work. Maybe there's a dog entity in your cat. Maybe that works too.
I feel very strict or severe. I feel guilty because I do not let this cat into all the rooms and where the baby is.
That's
But
okay. That's okay. Please always follow your knowing. Please don't try to do anything because other people tell you or because you hear something from someone. Please follow your knowing. The cat doesn't care if it cannot go into all the different rooms.
Most of the time he's in the kitchen, and then during the day when it's sunny, I put him outside, but he tells me, no, I do not want to go outside. And
There
then
you
I
go.
think of my words. I need a cat who doesn't go outside, goes on the road, and is o overridden by a car.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. So
That's it.
you kind of already know, Stephanie. So I think it really is important that you start to trust what you do actually get as messages. What you're trying right now is to find proof to what is the correct answer here? But what if you didn't have to find proof for it? What if you just go with the energy and just go along and meander along with the energy? Obviously, you know, you try to look for a dog that didn't really work. Now the cat showed up, the cat is there, and the cat is telling you, hey, look, I can be that for you. And then it's like, oh, yes, that's confusing, but you know, why not accept that also? And then just go with the flow. If you get a sense that, hey, now is the time for the cat to find another home, then go find the cat another home. If it's time for the cat to travel with you, then go travel with the cat. But one thing I would try I would do is, you know, cats in general are well, even dogs, like, you know, we always assume that, oh, the dog will travel with me in the car and the cat won't. But it's actually not true. But what we often don't do is we don't ease our animals into this kind of thing. You know, like when I first took my cat traveling, I didn't just put him in a crate and put him in the car. I got him used to the crate at home. You know, I would let him explore it. Then I would close it. I would give him some treats. I would let him out again. Then I would leave him in there for a bit longer. And then I would take him in the car. I would just sit in the car with him. And then, you know, I would turn on the engine and I would sit there for a while. And then, you know, I would go out again and then I would do the same next day. And then I would drive maybe for just a mile and back, you know. So, what if you actually allowed yourself also to get the cat acquainted with this kind of traveling? Okay, so now we're getting in the car, you know, and we're going places. And so instead of putting him in the car the moment that you want to travel, take a few trips first, you know, and get him used to the idea of being in the car, and it's not a big deal, you know, and whatever container you're getting him into, whatever it is, you know, just so he knows too. Oh, we're in the car. It's not a big deal. It's just driving in the car. Okay, cool. But if you just throw him in the car one day and then you drive for 6 hours, you know, that might not be what he wants. So, it's everything that is times a gazillion. Will you just join on creative, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys, poverts, and beyonds. But a lot of people do that with dogs, and they don't consider either that maybe the dog needs a little bit of easing into that too. You know, we assume, oh,
Yes.
dogs are used to driving in cars and cats are not. But that's not true either. So, yeah.
Just last thing, is there any key question I can ask the cat?
A key question,
Yeah.
like where are my house keys, or what are you trying to find? Like,
No, a very like for him, a question that makes clear a lot of things.
I wish there was one question that would solve it all. I think we'd all be so happy, you know. One key. Nope, we're not in the Lord of the Rings kind of a saga, so nope, one key does not fix it all. So you're gonna have to ask questions as you go along.
Okay.
So everything matters when you're just trying on creative, please.
All
Right and
right.
wrong, good and bad, put and park, all nine shorts, boys, poor and beyonds.
Okay, thank you, Susie.
You're
The
welcome.
telenovelas goes on. I will let you know.
I love it. I love it. Coolio. So, anything else, you guys? Because if there's nothing else, I would like to have it a little bit shorter today, if that's okay with you guys. I'm still setting up here. It would be lovely to help my colleagues a little bit. So, this was an impromptu help out. I wasn't even supposed to be here, but I'm here. So, I'm just trying to sort a few things. And, but thank you so much. This was very lovely. I really enjoyed being together with you guys, and I'm looking forward to next time, whenever that is. I don't have it in my head right now, but we do have it on the schedule. So, yeah. Oh, I want to tell you too. So, if you guys really enjoy my facilitation and hanging out with me, I'm going to have 24 days in December where every day we're going to get together. I will introduce a tool of access to you. We get to hang out, we get to ask questions, we get to ask all this guy. See, Idalina, your dog wants to come to that one. You know, she's like, yes, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. But anyway, this year is going to be a lot of fun. We will have some drawings, we will have some raffles, we will have all kinds of things going on. So it's going to be a little bit of fun as well as tools. And December usually is a month that is a bit challenging for a lot of us. So, you know, if you would like a bit more ease in that time where you get to hang out with family and have to spend a lot of money on gifts that nobody likes, you know, then why not have a little bit of ease with some questions and some tools and, you know, create a little bit of space and freedom. So if that is at all intriguing to you, it's all over my webpage and everywhere, so you can find it. It's called the 24 days. Basically, the ease of change is the topic this year. So having ease with change. So if that is appealing to you, then check it out. And also for all of you that would like to play a bit with me on money, next year I'm starting a advanced money workbook in January. So if you are interested in changing your reality with money, that's another one that is coming up. So just to give you a little bit of ideas and awarenesses, and you know, and what else, you guys, I am excited. So, what else is possible?
Wow.
Cool, Leo. Well, I'll see you all next time. Yes. Bye,
Tomorrow
everyone.
it be.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.